All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Inkle, so let's get started. Don't Stir My Heart. John DeFool, Class R Pre-Detective, this is Miss Luz Degara. Please come see me in 1 hour in area 993865. Hooray, an Aristo! What a great start! Young Aristo ladies often use pre-detectives as chaperones. If you do a good job, you'll be able to apply for official detective. Great? Yeah, great. Some dumb, ugly girl on a mission to degrade herself in the Red Ring. I hate Aristos. I spit on their halos. Yuck, a pedestrian! What's that rat from the lower levels doing up here? Area 993865, Multicon App 3612. I must be close. Call the Cybo Cops! He's not armed, Miss Luz. Fine, let him through. Wow, that girl's face could sink a paleo ship. Yikes, she's twice as ugly in the flesh. I'm John DeFool, the pre-detective that Class R sent... Excuse me, that Class... I will try that all over again. I'm John DeFool, the pre-detective Class R that you... Yes, I know you're taking me to St. Prez Clinic so I can have some fun. But Miss Luz, that's a lower-level clinic where they send everyone who's infected with the Maropa virus. It's very dangerous and highly contagious. I'm not afraid. We Aristos get universal vaccinations at birth. And me? Risks of the job. Which is it? Yes or no? Remember, if it's no, you lose your license. Gulp. Mercy. One glass isn't enough. We need 3 liters per day. Elphinont milk from Garlag is the only thing that soothes our pain. Oh! On behalf of the St. Prez Clinic, we're very honored to receive such a distinguished visitor. 1,000 thanks for your plaster check. All of our patients are at your disposal. Perfect! Groot! These patients are boring me to death. Go piss in their Elphinont milk. But that's their medication. It's really rare. Piss or lose your license. Damn you, I hope the Maropa virus rots it off! Well done. How amusing. Congratulations. Ha ha ha, you're fantastic, John. Get your flying pet to piss, too. Ah, I cursed the egg that hatched you. Whee, nobody ever made me laugh that hard. I think I'm in love with you, Johnny. With me, a rat from the lower levels? Yes, you. I've always wanted an exotic fling with a lower level type. Now kiss me. Yikes, if I refuse, I lose my license. Huh? Wow, she's gorgeous. It must be late. My holo makeup wore off. You mean that ugliness was just a disguise? Oh, please, kiss me again. Remember your place, impudent rat. The fun's over. Now take me back to my level. I don't want anyone to recognize me. Don't make eye contact with anyone, miss. This is a dangerous neighborhood. And Aristo fears nothing. I'll look at anyone I please. Dumb Aristo slut! Take that halo off and drop your panties! Stick it to her deep. That trumped-up bitch deserves every inch. Here I come, princess, open wide! Groot! Get away from her! Be brave, Miss Luz. We're almost at the air tube. Disgusting! Stop right there, lovebirds. Anybody who messes with my little brother gets their guts ripped out right afterwards. Gulp. Do something, John. Shoot! Die, insect. I said shoot! Whoa! I'll cut out your tongue for a bow tie. Shoot, John, or he'll kill you. I can't do it. I can't kill a human being. Your sentimentality forces me to intervene. Die now, worm! You first, scum! Ah! My stomach is all in knots. And Aristo's halo is our secret weapon. If you tell anyone what happened, you'll lose your license. Groot? Here's 50 Kublars. You didn't do so badly considering your lack of experience. I'll recommend you for the position of Official Detective Class R. Thanks, Miss Luz. I owe you my life. I already told you I have a taste for the exotic, like you, an average guy from the lower levels. Now get your tongue in my mouth. Miss, do you mean kiss me or lose your license? I'm in heaven. That's enough. Now go back to your world. But I love you. Don't leave me like this. Stop! Fool! Blam! Beat it, Riff Raff! Groot! Lose! She awoke loving me, but to her it was only a cruel game. What will become of me now? What can I do? Then I rise and run through the city, scouring the streets and the squares in search of my heart's desire. I searched but didn't find her. Damn those Aristos! Groot! Hate will rise. Do you see this dump? I wonder why Police Central keeps recruiting these bums. He must have some Aristo pulling strings for him. You think? Standard procedure. Prepare the ICOP. ICOP ready to deploy. Launch. Sprout. Cook, 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 cook. You can give me baths all day for the rest of my life, but it will never heal my broken heart. I want to die, and that's all. That's not all. You're just going through a bio-adolescent crisis. In time, it will pass. Groot. Time won't change a thing. She'll always be an Aristo, and I'll always be a rat from the lower levels. Life is full of dramatic events and constant surprises. Says who? Whirr, official, whirr, mission. What the hell is that? Groot! An ICOP! John, whirr, DeFool, genetic imprint, number 225678. Miss Luz DeGara has recommended you for, whirr, official detective, class R. Whirr. Yippee, you got it made. Your little Aristo didn't forget you after all. Before confirmation, the applicant must carry out an official, whirr, investigation. On who? You'll have to pick the subject yourself. The ICOP will stay by your side from now on to transmit the results of your investigation to Police Central. If you solve the mystery you propose, you earn your detective badge. Whirr! Time is of the whirr essence! The candidate must select a subject as quickly as possible! Whirr! But what subject could interest me? It's hard to choose, but there's nobody who... Our existence is full of secrets, and hate holds the key to them. Search for the hate deep within you, and you will find your subject. Whirr! Time is running! Whirr! Out! Go back, Johnny. Don't be afraid. Search your past for the roots of your hate. Yes, it goes all the way back to my childhood, full of hate and pain. Visualize. Let the images come to you, my boy. No! Mommy! Don't leave me alone! I spent my childhood secretly locked up, not allowed outside till I was 7 years old. All day long, the only game I had was training rats. My mother would visit once every month, and she always reminded me that once I was out, I would have to say I was an adopted son, not a natural one. Let me out, Mom! I can't bear this anymore! Patience, my son. One more year, then you'll be free to roam. Poor little Johnny. This hurts us as much as it hurts you. We're so lucky to have Sophia to look after you. 7 whole years, and after they gave me my freedom, they followed it only with an awful silence. They never told me the horrible reason behind it all. My mother was a prostitute, so I spent a lot of time among those women. I thought it was natural to bring her clients. Just like I thought it was natural that I never saw any of the prostitutes have children. Fresh Aristo pickings, Mom! Thanks, Johnny. I'll give you some Mary Jane to party with. Maybe they never gave birth, or maybe they hid their babies like my mom did with me. Whirr! That's my investigation. The case of the whore's missing children. How is it possible that more than 20,000 prostitutes never bring babies into the world? Root! Whirr! Calling Police Central, requesting permanent uplink. The candidate proposes babies of the Red Ring. Copy. Whirr! Subject accepted. Damn, this is gonna fry me a diode. What am I supposed to do now? Use your circuits, XP-207. The solution to your problem must be somewhere in my data bank. There's a fire at the carnivorous Mary Jane cigarette factory. Send firefighting units quickly before all the humans on that level get high. The wounded Megamex veterans are on strike. They refuse to join the Prez's motorcade. Blow them all to hell and their medals along with them. But now, what do I do about the red... Ask the Super Divinoid. The Super Divinoid? Are you joking? My classification is far too low to get access. Wait, he's just linking up with me now. All doors will open before you. Just don't tell anyone, and that's an order. Your magnificence, oh Supra Divinoid. Shut up, I know the whole story. A human candidate for official detective proposed taboo number MK3507 as the subject of his investigation, Babies of the Red Ring. Exactly right, Your Magnificence, and we can't forbid it. That would arouse suspicions in the lower level processors. Good thinking, XP207. We must avoid arousing suspicions at all costs, so I will eliminate potential witnesses. Starting with you! Wham! Whirr! Calling Police Central, we are commencing our whirr investigation. Yup, this is the right neighborhood. I recognize the rats in the garbage. I would have died of sadness if it wasn't for Sophia. Sophia? Yes, one of the shellbacks captured as slaves on Megamex. She used to care for me. She was small and humble, with the sincere goodness of a saint and the loyal devotion of a paleo dog. I made your favorite meal, Johnny. Synthetic chicken and corn from Aldebaran 4. I'll eat slowly so you can stay with me longer. Sophia was very wise. She taught me something that had been neglected for at least 10 centuries. How to take pleasure in walking, eating, and talking. How to live without all the hurry. She lived in Unit 1740. I assume she's still there. The shellbacks from Megamex live more than 1,000 years. File were updated. There it is. Fruit? Crack! Whoa! Cash! No! What's going on? Call the Cybo Cops and where are the TV networks? The Avalu should be here. Sophia! This is awful. Principal witness were eliminated. Blech! Why did they murder that poor old lady? I hate this world, Master. I can't go on anymore. Hate will rise. You can't recreate the world, but you can at least try to change it. Never give up hope. Use your hate to move forward. Are you, closing the file or staying on the case? I'm staying on the case. Groot, For 15 Kublars, I'll give you a golden shower as the grand finale. Come with me. I've got some hyperalphine. Shoot it up or lick it off me. Leave me alone. Can't you see the iCop? I'm working. If your future's with the cops, then beat it, little snoop. This is the Daredevil. My mother worked here, and I know all the whores. I'll question them. File were updated. The investigation is proceeding smoothly. Look, Precious. He's got a bird, too. We might get lucky tonight. Groot. There's no time for this, Depot. Later. Come on, let's go. Piss off then, bastard, and take your perverted bird with you. Look who's here. Oh, sweet little Johnny. Have you forgotten the downtrodden women of the city shaft? You coming back here when your mom died? Excuse me. You stopped coming back here when your mom died, little rascal. Groot? Well, here I am now, home sweet home. Come here, big guy, give us a kiss. But what's with that electronic spy following you around? I'm applying for detective, and they'll give me my badge if you answer just one question. No problem. Ask us anything. There's no secrets between friends. Groot? How come there's so many prostitutes, but not a single one of you have any children? Whirr my ass! Quick, quick, quick! You too, get lost, you feathery freak! Groot! He crapped on my halo! What's going on? Get out, and I'll forget I ever saw you. Toss this dirty snoop out, Kanganal.
4 simultaneous punches and he'll fly out on his face. Don't let me catch you around here again, scum.
Phew! Blah! What's your decision? Where now? I'm staying on the case.
The hope of the wicked.
Yea, the hope of the wicked is like a husk of wheat in the wind. like seafoam swept by the storm and vanishes like smoke in the breeze, disappearing like the brief memory of a traveler. It's getting harder and harder to get Depot to sleep. Where could John have gone? It's been weeks since we last saw him. Zzz. Actually, that's more of a... We've been here for weeks. You're watching something without telling me what is so extraordinary. I haven't transmitted any information to Central. The investigation has been delayed. Your rating is low. Whir all you want, little spy. I'm not telling you anything. I don't trust Central. Sex Kitten and Kiolo, the Ebony Goddess. XB34, the Beautiful, the Whale of Alderaan. Hot Connie and the Techno Dominatrix. I knew it. The apartment's crammed with pregnant whores. Something's happening at least. Excuse me, guys. We'll try that again. Something's happening at last. All these weeks of waiting were worth it. Another pregnant whore is being brought by the Techno Technos, who must be mixed up in this awful conspiracy that ruined my life. Fantastic. This is it. Now I've got them. What? What's happening? Sex Kitten's about to give birth, and they're taking her away. What? Inconceivable. Follow me, little spy. We'll tail them in my moto vet. Your rating is improving. Grab one of my tentacles. Did you see that? And you're the only one who knew I was there. Must be a traitor at Police Central. So it seems. Hide under the rubble with me and shut off all transmissions. That way they'll think we're dead. I'm staying on the case. We'll wait for Sex Kitten to come back. You're a crafty little bird, aren't you? You pretend you're depressed over John's absence, but it's really just to keep getting bass, isn't it? I should have never agreed to take care of you. See that? Sex Kitten gave birth but came back without her baby. This is our chance to question her, but make sure not to transmit anything to Central. Agreed. Sex Kitten, over here. Who's there? It's me, John. I'm the son of a friend of yours, the one who committed suicide, remember? Sit down in the shade, as if you were resting, and just play it cool. Of course I remember you, Johnny. You were always the clever one. You look very sad, Sex Kitten. Oh, it's nothing. Just life. No need to hide the truth. I know you just gave birth, so where's the baby? That's a secret. A deadly secret. Don't even ask. Boo-hoo. What did the Techno-Technos do with the baby? How much did they pay you? Did they force you to do it? You'll feel better if you talk about it. You're right, Johnny. I can't go on. Suffering in silence is killing me. That's right, Sex Kitten. Tell me everything. Whenever a whore gets pregnant, she has to immediately contact... What the hell are you doing? I don't understand. Murderer! This is so... strange. Police Central is controlling my circuits. Illegal procedure. I forcibly protest. They have no right to interfere with the investigation. You were right. There's a traitor at Police Central. I refuse to be accomplice. Smash my camera. Smash my eye camera. I've cut off all contact with Police Central. I'll help you get to the bottom of this mystery. I'm just an honest eye cop after all. Thanks, little spy.
I do not wish to become involved. You, the Techno-Pope, must order the Prez to instruct the Prime Minister to do exactly as I said. We are on the verge of a robotic scandal of galactic proportions. That meddlesome iCop might decide to communicate with the millions of other iCops and expose our secret public. As you wish, O Supra-Divinoid. There is a problem. The Prez recently had himself cloned into an amphibious octopus from Betelgeuse, and he cannot talk? 10,000 megatons of bio-shit. You're trifling with my circuits. Transfer him immediately into the body of Professor Mump at Satellite University. Consider it done, O Supra-Divinoid, my inanimate son. See for yourself, Prime Minister, what a pathetic body I must clone myself into in order to speak to you. I do see your esteemed presidentship, and I am appalled. Please speak. I am all ears.
Forgive my language, dear Gara, but your dumbass daughter put us in a hell of a bind when she pulled strings for that son of a whore pre-detective. If she doesn't persuade him to drop the investigation, I will personally kick her so hard in the ass with these academic flat feet that her halo will pop off. Thousands of cybo cops, robo-marauders, and executioner scouts will soon be hot on your trail. We'll need some defense. We? Yes, we. From now on, I'm staying by your side. Groot? We'll all stick together. Word? Let's see if you remember my lessons. Do you know what this is? But the giant squids of Terra Prima. A multi-kogan. 1,200 incendiary grenades per second. Word? A magnificent weapon indeed. I hit it while still on active duty. Hoarding official property is a very serious infraction. How wonderful. This is our new hideout. I used it long ago to spy on the Blue Nomads. We'll continue the investigation from here. We must not fail to unmask the word traitor at Police Central.
Tazoot, tazoot, tazoot.
What's that word noise? My mini-view phone. Don't answer it. It's me, John. Don't be afraid. I asked my father, the Prime Minister, to pardon you, and he agreed. You're free. I'd like to see you. I love you. Please, answer me.
Groot?
Don't fall for that obvious trap. They're trying to catch us. Don't answer it. I'm telling you as a word, friend. Stay out of this. Luz wouldn't do that. She means it. You robots know nothing about love.
Oof.
I'm listening, Miss Luz.
Groot?
You've just sealed all our fates.
Word?
I'll meet you in my CONAPT. You'll see that nobody in the city shaft will stand in your way or follow you. Come alone, my love, and be quick.
Will Johnny be snared in a trap? Or will he succeed in unraveling the case of the whore's missing children?
Will everything be revealed in the next episode?
Hope. Wretched hope.
And it's there that we're going to go ahead and end this one. Alright, guys, so we will see you back here next month for more Inkle. I know it's not that popular, but I'm doing it because I was asked, and I am kind of getting interested in this story. I will ask again if people want more Inkle after we get done with this one, and we'll either continue it or we won't. Now, stay tuned for Witchblade. I'm out.